You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I got a mother in Beulah and I'll shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah and I'll shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulah, way beyond the sky. Come on, let's go to Beulah and I'll shine the sun. Come on, let's go to Beulah and I'll shine the sun. Come on, let's go to Beulah, way beyond the sky. Well, I got father in Beulah and I'll shine the sun. I got father in Beulah and I'll shine the sun. I got father in Beulah. Come on, let's go to Beulah and I'll shine the sun. Come on, let's go to Beulah, way beyond the sky. I got a sister in Beulah and I'll shine the sun. I got a sister in Beulah. I got a sister in Beulah, way beyond the sky. Come on, let's go to Beulah and I'll shine the sun. Come on, let's go to Beulah and I'll shine the sun. Come on, let's go to Beulah, way beyond the sky.
And kicking off the show right there, we have Ray Spoon covering Beulah Land, and that is off of the 2008 album Tribute to Mississippi John Hurt, kind of a tribute album celebrating the work of great country blues singer and guitarist John Hurt, who passed away in 1966. Ray Spoon, of course, fantastic non-binary artist out of Calgary, Alberta, my hometown, my love, my prairie home. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 101.9 FM and online around the world at CITR.ca, bringing you great music made by women and queer folks, as I have for, gosh, almost 2 years now. And it has been an absolute delight, and it is an absolute delight, as usual, to take the airwaves this evening and hang out with you folks for the next hour or so. Today's program, pretty excited about. It was a lot of fun putting together. We are kind of taking some inspiration from the country blues, the folk side of things. I feel like every like 3 or 4 months I do an episode of the program on kind of political folk songs, and today is no different. So we'll be kind of starting off with some old and new kind of classic union songs, folk songs, that kind of stuff, before going into some more kind of modern political stuff. So, you know, you got your Buffy St. Marie's, we've got some Arcade Fire, we've got some Ostra. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And I will be with you for the whole ride here. And I do hope that you are having a good Tuesday wherever you are, whatever you are up to. It is the dog days of summer, the hot days of summer. And I do hope that you are taking care and enjoying yourself with whatever you're up to, whether you're working or not. Take some time for yourself. I feel like I say that every week, but I really am feeling it and living it. Treat yourself. That's the mood. And I'll talk a bit more throughout the program about why I'm particularly doing kind of a union-y, folky show today. But I won't spoil that quite yet. Instead, I am going to play some songs. First up, we're going to listen to, I mean, if I'm going to be doing a political folk episode of this program, I would be remiss to not include Peggy Seeger. So let's get Peggy Seeger out of the way right away. We're going to be playing the title track off of her 1979 album, Different, Therefore Equal. It's a great song. Sing along, hum along if you know it. And we'll be back in a bit here on Into the Woods.
Is a father better than a mother? Is a sister better than a brother? One's concave, one's convex. Does that make one sex better than the other? Ajax shoulders move boulders. Helen's hips launch ships. Opposites favor their opposites' nature. Adam and Eve are fish and chips. The world needs us, so the world breeds us. From the ant and elephant to the little rhesus monkey, every creature, from the anteater to the mooses, has its uses. A dog don't sing, a bird don't bark. So which is the best thing, a poodle or a lark? It's ridiculous comparing one who's prickless to one who's hairy. Is black better than white? Day better than night? Without either, there'd be neither. Some wee men try to be she-men, then say that he-mens are worse than demons. Nature gives us equal chances, and to get 'em, you shouldn't have to wear pantses. We're not like moles, does or rabbits. We should control our social habits, and things that turn us against each other, and don't learn us to be sister and brother. If her and him are indispensable, treating them similar is only sensible. Reason gives us the logical sequel. We're different, therefore equal.
Working people get the blues from morn till late at night. Working people get the blues from morn till late at night. It's a cold-hearted feeling when there ain't no end in sight. 40 long hours a week, 50 long weeks a year. 40 long hours a week, 50 long weeks a year. Such a big piece of life, I wonder what I'm doing here. Try to hope for the future, see what tomorrow brings. I try to hope for the future and see what tomorrow brings. When I know in my heart it's gonna be the same old thing. take your capital gains. Let me deduct the blues. Take your capital gains. Let me deduct the blues. I'll have more money coming back than a high rolling daddy can use. New York and Montana, Texas and Tennessee. New York and Montana, Texas and Tennessee. Just hard work and worry is what they mean to me.
So glad that you have come to see me. And I want you now to take down these true stories and have them probably when I'm laid to rest. For this reason, that it is my desire for younger people and younger generations to know how that I was interested in the little children having something to eat.
I am a union woman, as brave as I can be. I do not like the bosses, and the bosses don't like me. Join the NMU, join the NMU. I was raised in old Kentucky, and Kentucky born and bred. And when I joined the Union, they called me a Russian Red. Join the NMU, join the NMU. When my husband asked the boss for a job, these are the words he said. Bill Jackson, I can't work you, sir, your wife's a Russian Red. Join the NMU, join the NMU. Well, this is the worst time on earth that I have ever saw, to get shot down by gun thugs and framed up by the law. Join the NMU, join the NMU. But we are many thousands strong, and I am glad to say we are getting stronger and stronger every day. Join the NMU, join the NMU. If you want to join a union as strong as one can be, join the dear old NMU and come along with me. Join the NMU, join the NMU. The bosses ride fine horses while we walk in the mud. Their banner is a dollar sign while ours is striped with blood. Join the NMU, join the NMU. Join the NMU, join the NMU.
That track right there, I Am a Union Woman from Aunt Molly Jackson and John Greenway off the album The Songs and Stories of Aunt Molly Jackson. Before that, we heard from Canadian folk hero Barbara Dane, Working People's Blues off of her album Barbara Dane Sings the Blues. And kicking off the set, of course, Peggy Seeger, Different Therefore Equal off of the album of the same name. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is about 20 after 5, a quarter after 5 here on this beautiful Tuesday evening in Vancouver. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out. We're playing some union songs. It's a pretty good old time. It's a good time to be alive and making radio. That's how I'm feeling. I'm really appreciating radio and appreciating you, Radio Land, these last couple weeks. Because I work from home during the day, and it's so nice to be able to get out of the house, head on down to the booth and play some tunes and hang out with you folks. And I hope that you are getting out and hanging out. I think often in the summer, it is very easy to retreat to cool air-conditioned spaces. I know I feel somewhat sluggish in the summer. So go out, talk to some people, say hello to a friend, call up a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. I'm sure that they are there. Maybe they're thinking of you too. And it doesn't hurt. It does not hurt. I feel like so often we spend our time worrying that we don't want to bother the other person. And I bet they are also worrying the exact same thing. So call up an old friend. Go hang out. This has been a long roundabout way to get to just saying, call a friend. Phone a friend. That's my advice to you this week, Radio Land. And yeah, like at the top, I said at the top of the show, today we are doing kind of political and union-y folk and other music for the next hour. We're starting off very traditional and we'll be evolving into a bit more modern stuff towards the end. And this comes from a lot of things. I was back in Alberta recently, as I mentioned last week and the week before, and got talking with a lot of my organizer pals back there. And also, this past weekend, I kind of got a new tattoo, which was very exciting for me. I've been wanting to get a wheat tattoo for quite some time, and my favorite artist had some space open up, and so I was able to book in with her. And conceptually, it's like kind of an intentional thing slash kind of an unintentional thing. I have a lot of roses tattooed on my left arm, and I got this sheaf of wheat tattooed on my right arm, and so now I have Bread and Roses, which made me think a lot about the song Bread and Roses, and hence the program today. And so next up, we are going to be listening to a cover of Bread and Roses. Bread and Roses, if you're not familiar, it is a political slogan slash line from a poem slash working song that originated in the early 20th century. And kind of the concept behind it is this idea that when we're fighting for our rights and whatnot, we fight for bread, but we fight for roses too. We fight for the right to eat and feed and live, but we also fight for the right to live well and live fairly and all of that. And it's something that's kind of stuck with me a lot, and so much that now I have a nice little reminder of it on me forever. So I think about that. Think about what your bread is. Think about what your roses are. Think about what you're fighting for and what you deserve. As we kind of listen to this next track, it is my absolute favorite cover of Bread and Roses. There's a lot of covers of them out there, but this one, I believe I've played it on the program before, was recorded in 2017. It's a cappella, and it comes from Don Landis, Alana Amram, and Abigail Chapin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's just a single that they all collaborated on, and it is beautiful. It's haunting. It'll get stuck in your head. I was singing it in the shower the other day. And yeah. So we're going to listen to that one. Then we'll be listening to some good old Anne Feeney, some Buffy St. Marie. Oh, it's going to be a delight. It's going to be a treat. You have a lot to look forward to. So, but first, let's go marching with some Bread and Roses here on Into the Woods.
As we go marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill offs gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, we battle to form men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. Our shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small heart and love and their drudging spirits new. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, we're standing proud and tall. The rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler and the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
Listen up,
got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
Concerts presents. Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Say the one I love, he loves me. He loves, he loves, he loves me. It's a beautiful day where I come from. Top of the world, nowhere town. love, it loves me.
Oh, sunshine shining in my heart. Dream, dream, look at the night. And sweet old brown eyes hold me tight. And the one I love, it loves me.
He loves me.
Ah, end of the rainbow in my backyard. Brown eyes hold me tight, and the one I love, he loves me.
He love, he love, he loves me.
Ooh, ooh, que se puede llamar, aloha, oh. We can grow beans, we can grow corn, we can grow smiles in the happy morning, and the one I love, he loves me.
He love, he love, he loves me.
Lay me down in green pastures. My soul, I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere, in the country you could say.
The one I love, he loves me. He love, he love, he loves me.
Ooh, end of the rainbow where I come from.
Oh, Queen Buffy. Buffy St. Marie off of her 2015 album Power in the Blood, the track Farm in the Middle of Nowhere. Before that, we heard a classic from Anne Feeney. That was War on the Workers off of her 2001 album Have You Been to Jail for Justice. And kicking off the set, my absolute favorite cover of Bread and Roses. That was the Don Landis, Alanna Amram, and Abigail Chapin with that beautiful, beautiful rendition. Welcome back to Into the Woods. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and we are about halfway through the program today, playing some good political folk and other songs, getting in that kind of union spirit and whatnot, for lots of different reasons, some of which I'll say and some of which I won't. But just feeling a big union mood lately, we'll say that very much. And yeah, it's a good feeling and a good excuse to go back into kind of the catalog of some of those older folk songs that I love to pull up. I spent all day yesterday while I was at work listening to a Peggy Seeger playlist, and it was a delight. Highly recommend going into the back catalog. Find one of your favorite old artists, go into their back catalog and pull out a song that you haven't heard before. I recommend it highly, and I guarantee that you will find something new that you will fall in love with. And yeah, we've got lots more tunes to come here on the program. This next one is a new discovery for me that I came across just in kind of Googling for this show to kind of put together the program today and find a few kind of Canadian tracks to play, because a lot of these folk artists are coming from the States. But that's not to say that there isn't good music coming out of Canada. And I was looking for some more recent kind of political music coming out of this country and came across this song, which is a, quote, Canadian blues tune empathizing with victims of Stephen Harper's mean-spirited policies. For example, Aboriginal women, environmentalists, and veterans. Does Stephen Harper hate you too? Write us a verse and we'll try and put it in the song. That's the song I'm going to play for you next. It's performed by Kathy Cook with the Atlantic Romantics. And it is called Stephen Harper Hates Me, which honestly, big mood. Big mood. Kind of hoping for a revival of it tied to the next federal election. Andrew Scheer hates me. From the perspective of the Canada Food Guide, ba-doom-tsh, that's a political joke for all of you CanCon political fans out there. But yeah, we are going to listen to this one. Stephen Harper Hates Me from Kathy Cook. After that, we're going to be listening to some Bev Grant, then Annie DeFranco. Ugh, the delights will just keep on coming, keep on rolling here on the program. So do not go anywhere at all. This is Stephen Harper Hates Me from Kathy Cook. It's a single of the same name here on Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. First Nations woman with no way to get clean water, just trying to survive and take care of my daughter. My little sister's dead, she was murdered in BC. So why won't Stephen Harper call an inquiry? I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. I'm an oil-slimed duck on a tar sands pond, wondering what we're gonna do when the whole natural world is gone. I'm a climate change researcher who no longer has a job. We peacefully protest and we're treated like a mob. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. I'm a seasonal worker just trying to feed my kids. With his cuts to unemployment, we'll soon be on the skids. My old man went out west to try to bring home some bread. All's well-known boom and bust just crashed. Now that job is dead. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Canadian veteran contemplating suicide. I did everything they asked of me. With all my heart I tried, but now I got no legs, no pension and no pay. And it hurts to see him bow his head on our Remembrance Day. I don't know what I did to him, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Maybe it's 'cause I'm poor, but Stephen Harper sure hates me. Maybe because I'm idle no more, Stephen Harper sure hates me. I don't know what he did to you, but maybe Stephen Harper hates you.
We have plowed and we have planted, we have gathered into barns, done the same work as the men with babies in our arms. But you won't find our stories in most history books you read. We were there, we're still here, fighting for the things we need. We were there in the factories, we were there in the mills, we were there. Just knowing we were there. From the textile mills in Lawrence to the sweatshops in New York, from the fields in California where our children had to were there in the factories, when we were there in the mills, we were there in the mines and came home to fix the meals. We were there on the picket line, we raised our voices loud. It makes me proud just knowing we were there. We were Irish, we were African and Jew, Italian and Latina, Chinese and Russian too. They tried to use our differences to split us all apart, but the pain we felt together touched the bottom of our hearts. We were there in the factory. We were there in the mills, we were there in the mines, and came home to fix the meals. We were there on the picket line, we raised our voices loud. It makes me proud just knowing we were there. We are teachers. We are doctors, we are cooks and engineers, letter carriers, truck drivers, conductors and cashiers. We operate machinery, we fly the bigger planes, and we help to build our unions. We got struggle in our veins, we were there.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
In recent weeks, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Queer, Intersex, and Asexual Peoples released their final report.
From everyone here at CITR and Discorder, we would like to encourage all listeners, especially those with settler heritage, to take the time to read the report.
Consider ways you can work decolonial practices into your daily life.
To read the report, please visit mmiwg-ffada.ca or Google Reclaiming Power in Place Final Report.
stole a few elections. Still, we the people won. We voted out corruption, big corporations. We voted for an end to war, new direction. And we ain't gonna stop now till the job is done. Come on, all good workers, this year is our time. Now there's folks in Washington that care what's on our minds. Come on, come on, voters, let's all vote next time. Show them which side are you on now, which side are you on? Which side are you on now, which side are you on? Which side are you on now, which side are you on? Which side are you on now, which side are you on?
And that right there, Annie DeFranco, Which Side Are You On? Off of the album of the same name. Before that, we heard from Bev Grant the track We Were There off of We Were There, Songs of Women's Labor History. You're tuned in to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and today we are listening to all sorts of different kind of labor organizing type songs. Started off the show in the old-timey folk zone, and we are slowly getting a little faster, a little harsher, a little harder as we come towards the end of the program. Still have about 12 minutes left in the program and lots of tasty treats to pack into there for your audio ears. This next track that we're going to listen to comes from a Canadian artist you're probably familiar with that you likely have not heard on this program because they are not women and or queer folks, Arcade Fire. And the track that I'm going to be playing for you is actually Arcade Fire featuring the kind of beloved and very well-known American blues singer Mavis Staples. And this is a surprise single that they dropped right towards the end of the Obama presidency. And it's all about kind of coming together in community, collaboration, and collective movement organizing, whatnot, kind of on the heels of Obama and moving forward into the Trump era. And it's, yeah, this idea of a kind of being in it together, if you will. When they released the track, they attached with it a statement that said, "It's never been more important that we stick together and take care of each other." And I think that that type of solidarity is fairly important. So we're going to listen to that track. It is called I Give You Power. It comes from Arcade Fire and Mavis Staples, and it is a single of the same name. So listen to that, and then we'll be back here on Into the Woods. That right there, Arcade Fire and Mavis Staples, the track I Give You Power. And that was a single there. And Radioland, we are coming slowly but surely towards the end of the program. It's been a good one today. Feeling good vibes, feeling hyped, feeling pumped, feeling ready to go and face the world and whatever it may bring about. And I do wish you well on whatever it is you need to get done today, whether it is work or it is taking care of yourself. And both of those things are important. So if you need to go and sit on the beach and watch the sunset, or you need to go take a walk, or you need to go run some errands, or you need to get some work done, I send you well wishes on whatever it is that you do need to do. Yeah, I don't know. That's how I'm feeling. I myself am probably going to go and sit and do some reading tonight. I've recently been reading Mostly Dead Things by Kristen Arnett, which is a novel that has appeared on my Twitter timeline for months and months and months. And I finally picked up in paper copy. I'm about halfway through it, and I love it. It is about like lesbians and taxidermy and family drama, and it's set in Florida, and there's a lot going on, but I quite enjoy it, so I would recommend. I would really recommend just getting back into reading fiction. That is another thing that I'm recommending today. I really enjoyed it. I think my doing a Bachelor of Arts in English really ruined books for me for a while. And so it's been really nice rediscovering how much I enjoyed reading, especially reading in the summer. It's a great excuse to be able to just sit outside and enjoy life, enjoy the air, enjoy the breeze, and enjoy reading a book that doesn't have anything to do with your work. So I would recommend that if you have the time, if you have the capacity to pick up a book, take a read through, and treat yourself in that way. We've got one track left here on the program before we hand things off to Mike. And I think it's a good bridge between our two programs. I often feel sometimes I'll end with like this like soft, folksy ballad, and then it goes into Punk City real quick. So I've been conscious of that on today's program, of giving us a natural arc. So we start off with the Peggy Seeger end. We're going to end with a little bit of Priests, a little bit punkier, a little bit angrier, a little bit thrashier, but still just as political and just as coming with a message. This comes off of their album Nothing Feels Natural from 2017, and it is a track I've played before on the program, but it is a good one, a good embodiment of kind of our current times, especially down in the States, but I think it's relevant up here as well. And the track that we're going to listen to is called Pink White House from Priests. So that's going to end the show for us today. I'll be back next week with a Pride special, so get excited about that. Next week is Vancouver Pride, my first Vancouver Pride, Radioland. So that's very special in my heart. So I'm looking forward to that one and looking forward to bringing you a full hour of great queer bangers. Stay tuned for that. 5 p.m. next Tuesday here on Into the Woods. But first, let's finish off the show today with a little bit of Priests, Pink White House. Keep it rad, Radioland. Take care. I will talk to you soon.
streaming. Come on, nostalgia, 90s TV. Surface meaning, come on, cash grab, safety masturbating. Ooh, baby, my American dream. Ooh, baby, my American dream. I am not done fundraising. I am anticipating appreciation. New age painting.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.